Jody Gross, Vice President of Operations and Government Programs for Health New England, 200,000 member health plan based in Western Massachusetts, Medicare, Medicaid, and commercial, so three lines. We're actually owned by Bay State Health, which is an integrated delivery system, tertiary care hospital, multiple community hospitals, et cetera. And what's very different than, say, Sharp is that, and Geisinger, we have different name. And in part, strategically, that was done to sell, I think, to some of the competitor hospitals who we insure. This is a great forum. I've noticed some common themes here. Melissa, right, and Anna, the passion, the fun, the mission-driven element to what your plans are is really what customer experience is all about, in my opinion. We're new to the game, right? I think we started in halfway through 2016 thinking about what is customer experience and how are we going to differentiate as a plan. And so we launched a program, and as Dennis said, this is really the presentation we brought our board through. So I wanted to shed some of that experience with you, because it was eye-opening for me as we sat down. I was learning, quite frankly, about customer experience, but I had this expectation that our board of directors understood it, were involved, were engaged as business leaders or leaders in our health system, but the punchline here is all brand new to them. So why don't I jump right in, just the case to bring it to your board. When we think about this, this is a, when we thought about it, this is what's gonna differentiate Health New England in the market. Our competitors have more money, they have more members, they're bigger. How in the world are we gonna differentiate? Product has become pretty uniform. Price is sort of not where I think any of us wanna be, that low cost, solely selling on the lowest cost option. Network maybe, but for us it was the experience that folks have with us. That's what's left for us. The other thing we recognized very early, and I think Melissa and Anna and others who've been talking about this is culture. This is not about sort of an initiative or a project or something like that. This is foundational to who you are as an organization. And I wanted to bring this to the board early because recognizing that there's investment here. Melissa threw out a tremendous amount. She has it at the system level. Our health system is talking about patient experience, but their focus is let's just be kind to the people. They have great quality, but they stink when it comes to actually interacting, being compassionate. So they developed a compassionate connections program. I don't need that. I need something broader at the health plan. So we concluded that we have to bring this to our board because we're going to have to make some investments, might be systems, people, and I wanted to tap into their experience. So I have business leaders in my community. I have folks at the health system. What can you help us define the strategy? And so I'll share some of their input with you also. I guess I wanted to start off by asking this group, how many of you have responsibility for customer experience? Right, I better see every single hand in here, right? Because that was sort of my lesson learned talking to Anna and Jason over there at Sharp and Geisinger and John Griffith at Select Health. Everyone, all the plans in this room, I can't even mention them all. That this is a responsibility of everybody. Now, that being said, how many actually have member experience or customer experience in their job title? Okay, so it's a lot smaller group of you here. And at our plan, zero, right? Nobody does. We've got, 320 employees and no one has this in their title. So we're still trying to figure it out. We changed our strategy. We were a plan that was 100,000 members. We grew to 200,000 and we said, you know, that's good. That's a foundation. We can spread fixed admin over 200,000 members in three lines. But we said we need to shift from focusing on growth to bringing value to our members. We developed something that, a cool graphic here, where we put the member at the center, and we said, what do folks want? They want us to be caring. They want healthcare to be simplified, and they want it to be affordable. So boiled it down to those three things that really became our strategy. And we have our power band, which is our culture, our integrated health with our parent, and then also this notion of service that's there. We have pillars. I guess I don't have these Roman columns that I need to get like sharp. But one of our pillars is service excellence. I actually am lobbying to have it called experience excellence. But this is what drives our strategy in our organization. And we had to bring, you know, we brought this to our board to say, you need content underneath a strategy. And we, you can read the slide, deliver a high quality, efficient, member-centered experience. I have to laugh because when we created this back in early, mid 2016, I look at the net promoter score here and we had a NPS of like 19. And we said, oh, you know, this is gonna be hard going from 19 to 20 and each point. And so we said, we wanna be 25, right? And so, but now I look back and I go, oh, I don't know, that wasn't very aspirational. So I guess I'm trying to build the picture. I built the picture for the board that says, we fundamentally brought you a different strategy. Which is not going to be sitting here trying to go from 200 to 300 overnight, but what we're going to do is focus on value we bring. What's our strategy? Service excellence pillar was one way. I had to tell them, you know, many of them are small business owners or in the delivery system, and they don't realize this. They realize that there's deductibles now, and hey, guess what? There's consumer-driven healthcare. But they don't play in the, they're not in the individual market when an individual member is making a business decision. They're thinking broker and employer only. I had to make sure that they realized that much of our commercial business is, it's slice business. I'm in with the city of XYZ and they can pick us or the Blues. So the member really matters. So that member experience, I have to do different than the competition. It's not just the broker an HR representative. And so I tried to filter questions in when engaging the board. I had them along the way. I asked them questions like, do you see the CX imperative for health plans? I wanted them to push back and say, don't go after customer experience. That's just hokey. Worry about get the lowest priced product out there or whatever they might say. I just sort of made sure that they recognize that healthcare now is viewed just like every other industry. We went through a massive change at our organization in 2016. Our logo, our brand, everything that the skin of our organization got redone. Colors, logo, website, everything. And we recognized we had had all of that in the market for good 10, 15 years, and it just wasn't resonating. It wasn't representing who we were. So we hired a firm out of Boston to do some market research for us, talking to members, prospective members, employers, brokers, you name any constituent, our employees, and they came back with the feedback saying you're doing it right the first time, you're genuine, warm. These are the attributes that they liked about Health New England. There was an equal number of slides where they said, that's not what we like, which all of this really led to our repositioning. Externally, our brand, again with a new logo, but a new tagline, where you matter. And it, you know, it puts the emphasis on the member. You know, you as a member are why we're in business. But what I quickly, I realized, and then I'll just go here. I was trying to visualize for the board that what do we want to have happen in 2021? We want folks to say, I choose Health New England because they care about me, they help make healthcare simpler, and they provide me the best value for my money. But what I realized was a brand and what you put out there for a tagline is, I can't think of a better word, but that's just the skin. What really matters is what happens. What are those interactions when they call our call center, they get a piece of material from us, when they go to our website, when they're at an open enrollment meeting, when I'm across the kitchen table selling a Medicare product. That's the proof of the where you matter. And so we can't just launch a brand and say, well, you're at the center of what we do. We have to make sure that it's all there. So we developed in very late 2016, early 2017, we developed this approach. This was our blueprint. And as folks have talked about, this is a journey. This is something you start and you never stop. So we developed strategy. We developed thinking around, we know we're going to have to work on culture, voice of the customer, get in all that feedback. Don't just randomly improve and innovate, but do it where it matters. We've heard about moments of truth, persuadable moments, whatever the terminology you want to use. We need to measure. We've heard about NPS, JD Power, and adoption and accountability. So this is our blueprint that I shared with the board, and I asked them. I said, I tried to engage them. How many of you have started on this CX journey? Crickets, right? I mean, some of the docs in the group are talking about patient experience, but they're talking very siloed. They're not talking holistically. So we developed a foundation, a plan. Those are the dimensions we're planning in now for 17, 18, and moving forward. So we needed a team. So we established a team. We started actually talking to some of the health plans here, doing some quarterly calls that have been great. We knew we needed guiding principles. We knew we needed a roadmap. We knew we needed to sort of train and get this out, sort of like sharp. We didn't want to start designing anything different or innovating or improving yet because we wanted to hear from our customers, and we knew we needed to measure. So we developed Net Promoter Score. We have the team, so no one in our organization, again, has this title, but what we figured out very quickly is the experience is this coming together of three items. So you could picture a Venn diagram with CX in the middle, but the whole marketing and brand is critical to it. The business improvement or Lean or Six Sigma is important to it. And then when you think about those people on the front lines, the customer service is important to it. So we assembled this team to lead the charge into our organization. I mentioned we've started to have some calls with some folks in this room. That's worked out well. And then this is one of the graphics that we created. We've always had the corporate perspective, our mission, right? Improve the health and lives of the people in our community. Our vision, becoming the most trusted and valued health plan in the communities, and we just launched this brand promise, where you matter. So now what? How do I want every employee to behave? Sounds very similar to what Melissa and Anna were talking about. I knew that I need something more than where you matter. So we said, we've come up with our customer experience promise, always quality, always human, always thoughtful. And when we think about quality, this is, you know, it's interesting. I went over to the health system and went through their compassionate connections training. And they're really trying to get everybody from the person delivering the food to the person, dropping off something in the room, whatever it might be, to actually engage in a very nice way. But for us, I've got people paying claims that are never going to see a member. I've got people enrolling people that are never going to see a member. But they're all part of the cog, so the quality really matters. To us, you have to get the basics right. You have to get the materials out the door. So always quality was important. Always thoughtful and always human. You know, thoughtful, is really being proactive, not waiting, but engaging with the customer in a way that tries to delight them. And always human is really about being genuine and warm. So we've developed what's on the right-hand side of this graphic that we haven't rolled out to the organization yet. I was asking my board, do you have principles? How does this work in your company? And I got some feedback on that. Net Promoter Score, I won't go into. We started in 2016 tracking this, because we kind of had a sense, some folks came back and heard, I think, Health First Health Plan. Where are you guys? Are here? You're going to present on this tomorrow, right? I think we heard a presentation
this afternoon.
Great. We heard a presentation from you folks. We said, gosh, we got to implement this. So we started implementing it. And we were measuring, and you can see, I think we had overall 18% was our NPS. We learned a lot, very variable line by line of business. So our Medicare numbers are, 41 versus Medicaid was 9. And we've been tracking going into 2017 where overall we're up to about 29%. And, I think it's just different by line of business is what we learned. 2018, we've put in front of our board what the plan is going to look like, and really going to be focusing on the voice of the customer before we innovate and improve, and some of the cultural elements, building it into some of what Sharp has done, building it into onboarding, performance, building all those cultural elements. Voice of the customer, I'm not going to get in deep into this, but I guess I wanted our board to recognize that there's a process to it. It's not just I willy-nilly hear something and change. And then I asked them, I said, how do you do this in your company? You're a manufacturer or you're a provider group. How are you collecting that data? So I did an exercise with the board, and what I was really trying to engage them in is the program overall, but I described to them what moments of truth were. Those were those critical times, those experiences that needed to be amazing, and I gave them examples. But the exercise we did is I split them into groups. I purposely split up the docs from the business people so that we can intermingle ideas. And I asked them to come up with those moments of truth for Health New England or their health plan. It was interesting. They came up with a bunch of them. And then I asked them, develop one of those moments of truth. Pick one and think about how would you develop that for Health New England? What would you do to delight the customer? And then, so they all reported out, and this is sort of what we accumulated for their ideas. Two-thirds of my board are providers, so what was the first thing they really wanted us to focus on? Improve the interaction with providers. Their belief was that providers can help sell and build the experience that people have with your plan. Frictionless was the word of the day for us. Make it frictionless so that the doctors and hospitals can do their job. Engage the member. They wanted us to, it was interesting, Amy, I think, from MadPow, right, talked about this yesterday, where when someone is going through hell in their life, we know about it, right? We get a claim, we see that. A simple call that says, hi, I know you're going through a lot today. We're just here to help. And you're not asking for anything, but if you need us, just call us. That was the type of interaction our board talked a lot about. Empowering the frontline associates, we talked about that. Giving them latitude, solve the problems, don't have to escalate things. And then technology. This for us is some of the basics. You gotta have, your bill or your EOB going out and looking great. So we took their input and we pulled an action plan together where we're piloting scheduling appointments for practices. It's kind of cool. We're changing PCP, and then at the same time I'm changing your PCP for our system. I'm saying, hey, can I schedule you for that appointment? No one in our market's doing that, something like that. We are, let's see. We're going to have our executive shadow, our member services, our open enrollment team meeting, some of the same things we talked about earlier today. And I think I will stop there because I'm trying to catch up on time for Dennis. I want 10 engagement points for Health New England, by the way. So can I answer any questions? We're very early in this process, and I thought it was appropriate, along with Maura McCaffrey, to say, let's not just go down a path and build something. Let's try to bring it to our board of directors.
How many of you have engaged your board? Chris, there's a microphone right there.
Yeah, Jody, I'm just curious what your board's reaction was when you started to talk to them about customer experience and Net Promoter Score.
They had no idea what Net Promoter Score was. Not a single member of my board knew what NPS was. And they knew patient experience, but they were very much more about a single interaction, not sort of the holistic view of it.
How do you decide who to do the NPS with, or that survey? And if it's linked to an interaction, do you see any differences amongst different interactions that patients would have with the organization?
Yeah, great question. We're still learning a tremendous amount about NPS. And, you know, there's NPS that can be tracked during transactions. So when you ask it is important. Is it transactional? Or is it more of a random experience? For us at the moment, the way we're doing it is through our call center. When you call in, you're asked in advance, would you be willing to take a survey after the call about Health New England? And the standard question's asked. We'd like to deploy that for after an interaction on our website. We'd like to deploy that after an interaction at open enrollment meetings, Medicare sales sessions, health services, interactions with a nurse, care coordinator, whatever it might be. So we started where I could get my hands on some data quickly. I'd love to have it more, not at the time of transaction, but more of a regular survey cadence. But great question.
Let me ask again, how many of you are involving your board? How many of you have metrics that you share monthly with your board? Most of us have that. How many of you are involving them in some element of a process design or in the way maybe that Jody did of exercises that you did? And how many of you are doing something like that, and what's your experience? Anyone aside from them? I think it's interesting. To Chris's question, how would your board react? How would they view being involved as Jody's involved them at Health New England? And how might you go about doing that? Kathy?
This is more of a comment than a question, but when I served on Presbyterian's board, they had a competency wheel that they used for the competencies they wanted all of their boards to have. And from time to time, we would have a sort of a cross-functional group talk about those and add those in. When I joined Health First Board at the system level, I took that competency wheel with me to that organization, and we adapted it and we added to it. And one of the competencies that is on there is customer experience. And one of the things that they did to adapt the wheel is they did an inner circle where they said, if you're an expert in this area, you're at that level. If you're a generalist, they have it in the outer circle, where Presbyterians was just sort of all in general. And one of the things that helped us do is who's really very proficient in this, and then who has a general working knowledge of it. One of the things that we use that for is what type of board members do we need to recruit, what skill sets are we looking for. If somebody is rolling off, we use it for succession planning. We actually recruited one person for customer experience, and it wasn't the right, it was somebody who had been with Marriott, and it turned out that he didn't really bring what we were looking for. And that expert spot is still sort of open at that one. But I think if you want your board more engaged, maybe one of the ways to do it is to really look at what the competencies are you want your board to have, and have you included that in. And if anybody wants to see examples of either of those wheels, I can share with you. And then another thing is we had the CEO of the system, the board chair who had rolled off last year that was overseeing a lot of the transition of the members on the board, the vice chair who had worked on developing the competency wheel for Health First, and myself were interviewed by Trustee Magazine, and it should be coming out in October, talking about competency-based governance and where to take that. And so as we're looking at this and moving forward, that may be one of the topics. I know some of you said you're interested in more topics around governance, but some of the ways to use that to pull in what you're looking for with the board. So I think bringing it up is great and doing a session on it, but then bringing somebody who has that expertise that can kind of push the thinking of the board, and not just in that area, but other areas as well.
I just first want to thank Jody for going on the journey, because it is a courageous journey. But I also want to say that, you know, sometimes when I give this talk, people, they have a dazed over look. It's like, oh, well, I'm never going to be able to do that. You know, and it does start with just a few people. And so if you feel, wherever you are in the organization, that you've got to get everybody above you or next to you on board before you start, that's a huge fallacy. Right? So you can start with what you control, and you can role model it, and you can show best practice. So just start from where you are and where you can start, but start.
Yep. Just get started on it. Well, I think it's interesting to come to Kathy's point and to underscore Jody's whole approach to this. You know, just as you have people on your board who are saying, well, but what's the financial implication? And somebody on your board probably, you know, says, well, but what are the operational implications of that? And you probably have somebody else on your board that is typically saying, well, but what are the care aspects, or what's the impact on our physicians? Do you have somebody on your board who'll say, but what does it mean to the member? That might be a competency to think about. Jody, thank you very, very much.